Untitled Tumblr Prompt Fill by Eat Boy Lady. A Captain America Marvel Cinematic Universe Story. Relationship, James Bucky Barnes, Steve Rogers. Rated Explicit. Read by Sally Sparrow, 017. A commission for Decoy Ocelot. I'm just a tiger and I'm looking for a tigress. My guess is that you might bless me with your holy water just like you were the Pope, baby. You got me hanging from a rope, lady, just like a tower swing. Loving you is tiring. Hold up, let me catch my breath. You're in a good mood. Shut up. Steve grins. What, we got a weekend off? I'm allowed to be in a good mood. Bucky groans. Now you killed it. Phone's gonna go ringing off the hook. No, it ain't. And we're gonna spend the whole weekend fighting off aliens or some shit. Steve kisses him right on the mouth, which is one of Bucky's favorite ways that Steve has of shutting him up. It's a sweet, hot kiss. Steve wants it, Bucky realizes. He really wants it. He's flushed and leaning his whole body close, grinning so their teeth click together. Steve says, pulling back. What was that? Nothing. I wasn't saying a thing, Bucky murmurs. Steve chuckles into his mouth. You're damn right. You getting bossy with me? Steve hums, and his fingers trip down to Bucky's belt, tugging it open. You getting fresh with me? Steve says, and pushes his face into Bucky's neck, laughing. Bucky loves seeing his guy happy so much it makes his chest hurt. He holds at Steve's slim little hips so he can kiss his smiling mouth, pushing his fingers up under the hem of his sweater. He's so relaxed that Bucky can't take it. He tastes a little like the drink he was mixing, honey dark, a little kick of alcohol. He's not even buzzed, Bucky doesn't think, just warmed up from it. Flushed. Jesus, Bucky groans. He starts to push up that sweater, but then Steve is pulling away from him and dropping down to his knees right there in the kitchen. He doesn't even give Bucky a second to think, nuzzling his whole face against Bucky's cock in his jeans, getting hard now. Bucky stumbles back and rests his weight on the counter, combing his hand through Steve's hair. He undoes Bucky's belt all the way with his nimble artist's fingers and then pops open his button fly. Bucky watches his eyes go dark. You really don't like 21st century underwear, do you? Steve asks. The head of Bucky's hard cock is still caught in the leg of his pants, and Steve leans close and opens his hot little pink mouth and traces his lips at the base, down and back up. He presses sloppy, open kisses to the base of Bucky's dick, the top, his nose pressed into the dark hair there. Not a fan, Bucky manages. Steve has mercy on him and pulls his dick out all the way. Bucky's pretty hard, sure, but it takes a lot to get him all the way there, just because he's not a small guy. Steve strokes him in his hand, petting at him a little. He pins Bucky's cock up under his belly button and licks a big wet stripe up the underside. His face is tilted under it, and when he lets Bucky's dick go, it lays heavy against the smooth skin of his cheek. He takes it in his hand and pulls away, biting his lip. Look at you, your mouth is watering, Bucky murmurs. Steve looks up at him, his brow soft, and he chuckles. No, he flirts, and still with that soft look, smiling a little, complains. Look, I don't even know what to do with this thing, Buck. Bucky starts laughing. Christ, that winds him up. Steve is grinning too. Watch where you're pointing at, Barnes. Jesus. Shut your fucking mouth, says Bucky affectionately. But Steve is already looking at Bucky's cock in his hand and leaning closer and closer, his eyes falling shut, and he kisses wet and open all over the underside and finally can't help himself and sucks the head into his mouth, his cheeks hollowing out, moaning. He leans back off with a hot little pop and Bucky has to brace his hands against the counter. He has Bucky's cock in his hand and he presses into it, nuzzling the wet red head of it against his face, his cheek. Hard enough, Bucky really feels it. Hard enough it pushes and pulls at Steve's soft skin. Bucky groans out loud. Steve takes it in his mouth again, sitting up a little on his knees so his ass sticks out, moaning for it, muffled. His cheek bulges out and his brows furrow, a blush spreading high over his cheeks and the bridge of his nose. Bucky thinks he's probably died and gone to heaven. He tugs on Steve's hair, and Steve's neck tips back in a way that means it gets Bucky deep down its throat, his mouth dropping open a little more. He takes a deep breath, and then he's taking Bucky down and down and down, his nose brushing Bucky's pelvis again. He pulls off slow, slow, sucking in a way that makes Bucky growl, unsticking Bucky's cock from deep in his throat, and when he's finally at the head, pulling off, he heaves in a gasp of air. He nuzzles his face against him again, his mouth hanging open, Bucky's cock dragging hard across his cheek, over his nose, down his hot little lips. Jesus, Bucky groans. The tease is gonna kill him. He knows it. You're too fucking pretty. Steve looks up through his thick lashes, his brow still soft, his mouth still grinning, just at the edges. Bucky takes his own cock in his hand now, his other cradling the back of Steve's head. Steve opens his mouth, his eyes on Bucky's dick. Then they flutter shut again. Bucky pushes his cock across Steve's cheek. He's wet now, spit and pre-cum. He pushes the head into Steve's mouth, and Steve lets him, sucking just right. Bucky pulls it out. He rubs his cock on Steve's plush lips, bitten red and swollen, pushes the head over them, and Steve purses his mouth, pouts, lets him. Bucky can't help himself. He taps his cock against Steve's little full and pouting mouth, and then he slaps his cock against Steve's face, his cheek, enough to hear the smack. Steve's mouth drops open on a hot moan, and Bucky does it again. Take your shirt off, sweetheart, Bucky rumbles. Steve looks up to him, adoring. He pulls back and does, and it ruffles his hair, and he drops it on the ground. Shove your pants down. Let me see. Steve blushes down his chest and reaches down and does, just over his ass, arching his back so Bucky's got a view. Buck, he says, deep and heavy, and takes Bucky's cock in his hand again. Bucky's hard now, really hard, and Steve strokes him and does a damn fine job of looking prettier than sin. Bucky tells him so. Buck, Steve laughs, breathless and pleased and turned on. His nipples are flushing, Bucky can see. He's shifting around like he wants to come, and Bucky watches his ass move. Steve sucks on him again, and then ducks his head to kiss open-mouthed along the underside, lower than before, nuzzling his face into his balls. Bucky's head falls back. Steve kisses up around his pelvis, panting. You smell so good, Steve gasps. Buck. Rogers, Jesus, Bucky says, strangled. By all means, take your fucking time. Steve laughs in his throat. Let a man enjoy himself, he mumbles. But his voice is breathy and he bites his lip and goes back down on him again, and presses the heel of his hand down against his own dick. Bucky's cock in his mouth, bulging out his cheek. He's pressing desperately up into his own palm, his eyes shut and flushed over his neck. Good fucking God. And moaning, and chasing it with his eyes still shut and his mouth still open when Bucky pulls away. Can I? Bucky asks. Sure, Buck. Steve breathes, his lower lip slick and red. Can I come first? Aw, so sweet. I'm serious, Buck. I want to hear you. Steve moans, grinding up against his own hand still. He chuckles, sexy and bright and a little embarrassed, tipping his head against Bucky's hip. I want to hear you say. You can come, baby doll. Jesus Christ, what the hell did Bucky ever do to deserve this shit? He can't believe it. Steve shoves his hand down his own pants and leans back and opens his mouth, and Bucky lets him suck on it, sloppy and punch drunk, jerking himself off while he does. Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph, Bucky prays. Steve moans, muffled, his brow furrowed tight. He has to pull off all of a sudden, his head tipping back, Bucky's cock rubbing against his throat. He moans out loud, oh, oh, oh. Like that, real sweet, and comes in his pants, gasping and squirming, his ass pushed back, his hips stuttering. Oh, God, he moans again and mumbles. Stick it in me, come on, Buck, you wanna? And of course Bucky wants to, Jesus fucking Christ. He cradles Steve's face in his hands and pushes his cock, thick and heavy, into Steve's mouth, and Steve, blissful and loose all over, lets him, opening up wide, his jaw hanging open. Steve's head tips back and back, and Bucky's cock slides down and down his throat, where it's so tight. Steve swallows with his mouth open around him, and Bucky moans out loud. He holds Steve's face still and thrusts, gentle at first, and Steve breathes deep through his nose, his brow relaxed, his lashes fluttering, flushing, taking it good. "Baby, Jesus Christ," Bucky bites. Steve's throat is bulging where Bucky's cock is shoved down it. Fuck. He grinds into Steve's face, Steve's nose pressing against his pelvis, his hands flexing helplessly around Bucky's boots. Fuck, Bucky groans. God, Jesus Christ. Steve hums in his throat and Bucky pushes Steve against him. His mouth is so hot, so wet, his lips stretch so full. Bucky pulls out, slow and careful as he can manage, and gasps, "Open your mouth, baby," and grabs Steve's face in his hard left hand, his jaw, his chin, jerking himself off with the right. Fuck, he hisses, and, oh, Jesus, and comes all over Steve's face, his cheeks, his open mouth, his tongue, his eyelashes. Fuck, baby, sweetheart, Bucky swears, watching it, his mind blank, his mouth just running. You're so good, he groans and chokes. Fucking Jesus, fuck. His abs threatening to cramp from it. His head thunks back against the cabinet and he keeps squeezing his own cock. It's so good. Steve is so good. He looks back down and pushes his dick into Steve's mouth, just the tip, and Steve sucks, his eyes squeezed shut, cum all over his face. Bucky's spine gives a shiver. God, Steve mumbles, blissful, his mouth still hot near Bucky's cock. It twitches. Thanks. You're not fucking real, Bucky accuses, disbelieving, blood pounding in his head. He thinks his legs might give out on him. Sure enough, though, Steve fumbles for the dish rag on the counter and wipes at his eyes and looks up at Bucky, squinting in a wonky way until he's sure he won't get cum in his eye. Bucky huffs a breathless laugh. God, he says. My knees fucking hurt, Steve complains, sitting back on his heels. There's a wet spot at the front of his pants, God bless him. That stain will not come out. They've been through this a million times before. Not my fault you just want to rub my dick all over your face for hours on end. Bucky can't stop staring. Cum is sticking a little to Steve's eyelashes still, but hell if Bucky's gonna tell him. He's still a little hard because of it. Steve wipes at his face with the dish rag, which is a crying shame, but he's not doing a very good job of getting it all off. Then he licks at his mouth instead of wiping at it, and he swallows, and Bucky almost dies on the spot. Get up off the floor. Steve chuckles. Give me a second, jeez. No seconds, Bucky says. Look, Rogers, I don't think you understand. I gotta fuck you right now this second until you scream or cry or both. I really gotta shove my dick in you, Steve. Oh, Steve blinks, momentarily stunned. Well, Buck, he says, when you put it like that. The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. And if you enjoyed my podfic, comments and kudos are always appreciated. As are commissions. Thanks for listening.